Well, if you're buying booze for everybody on
campus. Lottery tickets, you can get that at the
lottery. Yeah, booze and lottery tickets.
New Hampshire anyway.
Gifts that people love. Yeah. Cigarettes.
Absolutely.
Get everybody extra menthols this Christmas because you won't be able to get them next year. Did I tell you about my plan to be the menthol king? I'm going to be the menthol king.
Menthol king?
I'm going to be the menthol king.
What's that entail?
Well, they banned menthols in Massachusetts.
Oh, they did?
Really? Yeah, as of next summer.
Even the ones you can snap, like in the filter?
Yeah.
Those ones are kind of cool.
So my plan is I'm going to go up to New Hampshire and buy cases of them and just sell Lucy's in the city.
Yeah, but then you're going to be arrested like Ray Liotta in Goodfellas when he was a kid.
They're not coming, they're not coming after a white boy from the burbs for selling cigarettes.
Fresh? I never had them. So menthol means...
Yeah. Mint. They're minty cool.
That is not cool.
Yes, so cool. K-O-O-L.
Kids are smoking them? Is that why?
No, black people are smoking them, and the magical white people decided to save the black people from themselves.
Wow.
Are you a black person?
No.
All right.
It was advertised as such.
Yes.
In the 70s and became a thing.
Yes.
I missed that at all the
60s and
70s. I used to smoke menthols. I like menthols.
Just like Virginia Slims didn't. Were the lady cigarette.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. Now the Wachowskis smoke Virginia Slims.
I thought you were going to say they're the lady cigarette.
Yeah. So we will start in a few moments. We're waiting for our last two judges.
One of whom has told me she's going to be late and we can start without her.
But okay.
So, you know, she's on her way.
All right.
Just tell her the song over the internet.
She can listen to the song over the airwaves and text in her vote. Yeah,
that's true.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. I got a little blood sugar. I want dinner later.
The show must go on.
That's true. What's the one rule of radio? Show up on time.
That's right.
Dead air is the enemy of the people.
Yeah, no swear. That's why I'm not speaking about someone I was told. No drinking, you told me.
I saw a great movie about Dickens a couple of years ago that I should pick up. Because I was trying to think of any good...
Did his emphasis on the first part of that word scare anybody else?
It was a great show.
I thought it was going entirely different.
It came out about 2 years ago.
I thought there wasn't going to be a Z in there.
Yeah. It was Chris, you never know.
The man who invented Christmas. Did you see that?
No.
It was good. Did you see it? Did you see that one, Derek?
I saw a movie called Charles Dickens. Is that what we're talking about?
No, it was the man who invented Christmas. And, of course, it's Charles Dickens, according to them.
Oh, Dickens, yeah.
When he does A Christmas Carol, and it's about him writing A Christmas Carol. And he's visited, Dickens is visited by the ghosts, and it kind of intertwines with his life and stuff. It was cool. I was just trying to think of, like, good Christmas movies from lately that I haven't brought up before. I like that.
Speaking of Dickens, did you see the thing about those
Dickens.
Fish?
Oh, the fish washed up on the shore in California.
On the shore in California.
Yeah.
Oh, the penis fish.
Yeah.
And Eric Idle had used that years ago on the Rutland Islands. He talked about the famous penis fish, and now he actually has one. It's pretty funny. Yeah, those are crazy.
I've never seen those before.
Yeah.
And now there are guys sending ladies pics of them all over the place.
I think I was I don't want to. I'm going to miss. I'm probably not going to remember this right, but I think it was Bill Maher. I was watching some stand up, and they said, "Well, the penis fish. It's like I saw that in somebody's drawer before. Yeah. Like it was a kid, like in his mom's drawer or something. I'm like, there was some kind of joke there that came on, or maybe it was on SNL over the weekend. That's what it was. So." Coming home in the background. Any traveling anybody has to do for the holidays this year? Anything?
Going to Tewksbury.
Going to Tewksbury? That's a hop, skip, and a jump.
Sure.
That's not too bad. It's not too far until after all the booze you have to drive somewhere.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it becomes forever. Or it becomes a night on the couch.
See, I'm going to be headed to the People's Republic of Cambridge.
Ooh. I'll be driving to Delaware.
Delaware?
Delaware. I know.
The original state, right? Isn't that the first state?
It was.
What made them so first?
I don't know.
They had nothing better to do.
I lived there for 10 years and I'll be...
Just cut the line and sign
the thing. Damn if I could figure out. Hope they're not listening.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we'll sign off on this, whatever.
Why are they the first state?
They were bored.
They got good tax breaks.
Well, a bunch of them signed the same day, but he just cut the line, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Delaware becomes first. That's not particularly fair.
Especially, he was smart enough to dip the quill in the ink.
Yeah, that's right. I think the best thing to come out of Delaware is George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers. And that bridge is pretty awesome when you're driving into, you're going driving through Delaware. Nobody really stays there.
Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
Well, Gail, you know, you know Delaware.
Yeah.
Good, bad.
I couldn't wait to move back to Massachusetts after 10 years.
Oh, so you were a Delawarean?
I was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Ferry from Delaware.
Southern Delaware, where the beaches are beautiful and the chicken women? Farms are not.
Chicken farms, huh?
Yes.
So they had a beach and then a chicken farm next to the beach.
Not right next to it.
No.
That would be a pretty good combination, actually. Chicken and beaches?
Yeah. Yeah. Be, I bet you there would be a lot of spits in the sand out there.
It's a good
with
summer
some
day.
Some fires roaring. Yeah.
It's a good summer day. We got some chicken.
Barbecue sauce.
How beach? About, yeah, cooking a chicken on the beach sounds pretty good, actually.
The chicken soup smell, though.
That almost sounds very Christmassy.
Have a you guys clearly have not driven behind
driven
a chicken
exactly
truck.
Where you're talking.
Oh, no, yeah. I lived in Texas a couple years, yeah. It's all kinds of things.
I've done the interstate thing. You know the chicken truck is there 5 miles before you see it.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with an obscure reference. Do you remember Chevy Chase in Modern Problems? He's driving behind a radioactive truck.
Yes.
And chickens. And the chickens and the radiation covers him. And then he has his superpowers.
Yeah.
But he does weird things with his superpowers. Yeah. He does filthy things with them.
Yes.
That's true.
Modern Problems. I don't even know if that's on DVD, but it used to be on HBO like every other day back in the early
80s. I think that's one of those movies that's just sort of disappeared into the ether. We don't talk about that anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy. It's pretty good if you can reach out and see that if you want to see Chevy Chase get covered by chicken feathers.
Like Chevy Chase is sitting there with like an internet monitor, and if he sees that you're watching the movie, he comes over to your house and like curses you out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does now. He's an angry man.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody likes Chevy.
Oh, well.
I think he's great.
What's he mad about?
Yeah.
I
heard he's terrible to work with.
Poor life choices.
Yeah.
Everybody hated him when they worked with him.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's funny as hell, but yeah, all the articles say he was an awful person.
Huh.
It's like John Cleese in that regard.
John Cleese isn't popular?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, I'm sad.
That's why he's been divorced so many times.
Well, wait a minute. That's different.
Yeah, no, but it's in general. People like, he's kind of unpleasant.
Oh, that's
unpleasant. It's kind of unpleasant. I think he's awesome.
Which is the British way of saying he's a bastard.
He's a wanker.
Yeah, a wanker. I think he's always interesting to listen to. Like when you see John Cleese sitting in an interview, he's great. Yeah. Yeah, I was watching like a bunch of like old Dick Cavett stuff and things on like Orson Welles and interviews with like all these people that are long gone. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. There's some great stuff out there. I was searching. It's funny. I'd be searching for a Christmas song, and then I'm watching Dick Cavett for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I just go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Inevitably happens.
Yeah.
I believe last time I checked, all the Monty Python back catalog is on Netflix now.
Yeah, pretty much. The German episodes are on there.
Yeah.
Flying der Circus.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
That's good holiday watching.
Yeah.
You got some time off.
Because there's actual Monty Python sketches that are brand new for that. They are actually made two independent shows for German television. And the thing that I like the most is it's actually filmed.
Yeah.
It's not TV. They actually filmed it.
Not all of it works, but
some
of it
good.
Is very funny.
They also have the, there's a documentary, like 4 or 5 parts, about Monty Python on Netflix.
Yeah.
Very good. Very interesting to watch.
It's the one about their farewell shows at the O2 Center, right?
Yeah.
It covers the entire...
Yeah, but that's the backdrop of the whole thing.
Yeah.
It one of the things that's interesting in that is apparently Terry Jones is battling Alzheimer's. And they go into that in some detail. And they didn't know if he was even going to be able to do those shows live because he couldn't remember anything. So they wound up staging things in such a way that he had scripts in front of him for all the live performances. But as soon as the show started, everything snapped back for him.
That's great.
Yeah. But that's one of those... You don't hear much about those guys outside of the, carefully constructed... Here's a press appearance, there's a press appearance, whatever they're up to personally, you generally don't know, unless one of their kids gets arrested for something. So it was interesting to see that level of insight with them. You just never get it, And I think it was the first time, you know, anyone had really acknowledged this is what's going on with Terry Jones. Wound up being a great scholar. What the hell is that medieval book that the English are crazy about?
King James
Dickens?
Bible?
Canterbury Tales.
Yes. Chaucer. Yes, Terry Jones wound up being one of the foremost Chaucer scholars in the world after he left Python. Oh. The rest of them were off doing, you know, well, Eric Idle was doing a lot of cocaine.
He did some movies.
John Cleese was doing a lot of
marrying
the Jabberwocky
and Prunella Scales.
Prunella Scales, what a name. That's very English.
Yes.
Very British.
And then, of course, the others were off doing movies and things.
I'd like you to meet my friend Prunella Scales.
He was British.
At the Christmas party.
She was the wife in Fawlty Towers, wasn't she?
Prunella Scales.
That's where his daughter came from.
Yeah.
It was the two of them.
You, my daughter, came from Prunella Scales.
Why can't you be more like your mother, Prunella?
Argus. I love your mother,
At least one of our missing guests is about to arrive.
Nickname. All right. Prunella. Very good.
We'll fetch that guest.
Also, a little bit of a non sequitur. I have been watching The Expanse on Amazon. Great series. If you get a chance.
Cool. How you doing? Yeah, we're on the air. We're getting settled.
I'm still catching up on
Danielle downstairs.
And I've got...
Oh, The Good Place is good.
I missed the second half of the South Park season.
Oh, okay. South Park is on fire.
That's fun.
Yeah. Are they? The ones that I saw were great.
No politics and all funny.
Mandalorian has been occupying my time.
I love it.
30 minutes.
So I love it.
No, it's like 42 minutes.
I have 42. I watch them also once a week. You have time for South Park?
I don't. If I had time for South Park, I would be watching South Park.
And the Jack Ryan season 2 was pretty good.
I watched Jack Ryan. It's pretty good. I watched two episodes of it, though.
I want to get over there to Jim. I watched the first episode. Yeah. Oh, this could be good if
it wasn't Jim. Yeah, yeah.
It's really weird. I'll try again.
Well, you're expecting him to kind of mug to the camera at any point.
I don't know what I'm expecting. I'm expecting Harrison Ford is what I'm expecting.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, Alec Baldwin was playing him Hunt for Red October, too. Which was my favorite one for Jack Ryan. Yeah. Do you like that one the best?
That was a great one. They're all good.
Yeah, they're all pretty good. Patriot Games, when, was it, somebody's driving down the highway and hits the median?
Yeah.
I forgot which is where.
The Irish terrorists. Yeah.
Those sand barrel things there.
Yeah.
Yeah, drive his wife in the Porsche with the kid into the median.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I still remember that. I didn't think that, didn't a whole lot about the movie. I thought it was okay, but it's like that movie memory was like, oh, because that's like real life stuff. Like, damn. Like, take the median. Does anybody remember the car that fell, like in Boston, like off of one section of the highway to the other? It was like at 5 in the morning or so. And I want to say it was around Christmas time, like 3 or 4 years ago. So it was like late December.
Nice way to tie it in.
Yeah, that was awful. That was a good dig. It's not quite done.
I thought it was a Ted Williams. That had been done for a while.
I thought it was part of the newer tunnel.
That happened recently, but that didn't really hurt anybody. The other one killed them.
I thought, yeah, it killed the airport.
This
one wasn't a death. It was like it was from the upper section that went to the lower section, like right over near the Zakim, and you see the car like falling down. The person was okay, and they were arrested for like being hammered behind the wheel.
Oh, sure.
But I'm like, wow, can you imagine like you're driving down the highway 55 and then a car just falls from another section?
No.
Horrible.
So cool.
It's 6:14 here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Right in front of us. Holy cow.
Yeah. So we're going to start up the Battle for Christmas 7. And we have Gail and Jim and Mike and Winston here. And Derek was here a moment ago. We went to go get Shay and Daniela, I believe.
How many years is this?
This is year 7.
We're lucky number 7.
Yeah.
We've
done this for 7. Well, Derek used to do this with Paul Day on his other show. And I said, when I came here in like 2007, Derek was on like 2006, I believe, And he did it with Paul Day for like 1 or 2 years. And I said to Derek, why don't we overlap the shows? And I think he came in, we overlapped the shows, and we just like talked and stuff. And then eventually I said, why don't we do this, bring this battle thing back? It's kind of fun because we all like obscure radio songs and stuff you can find on the internet. So here's something that's lovely in the background. Britney Spears, My Only Wish. Is she still lovely, Britney Spears? We ever see her around? She do anything?
She doesn't call me anymore.
What's that?
She doesn't call me anymore.
Yeah. I haven't seen her doing anything.
She's in Vegas, right?
Oh, is she?
I thought she's got like a
That's a good gig.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She,
yeah. Where celebrities go to die.
She's a resident. Right?
Yeah, something like that. That's perfect.
Residency's group fantastic.
That's going. Then they're probably about the age that they'd be going to Vegas a bunch now, too. That's, yeah. That's a good deal.
Residency's nice. I mean, you get your hotel room, you do your show, and just go back to the hotel. Go to sleep.
Yeah, but after, you know, the consistency of it, after a while, and a while being a short period of time, you would go crazy.
Yeah, because you're kind of stuck in that spot. When, especially if you want to go and see... if you're on tour and you want to go see, I think, you know, see other areas. I think when you get older, maybe you've done all that tour and you don't want to do it anymore. It's like, I want to sit in a hotel for a while, go to the pool.
I want to sit and do nothing.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good. What was the best gift you ever got? Anybody? For Christmas or any holiday? Birthday? Anything come to mind? Nothing. We all got crappy gifts. We all get crappy. How about a horrible one? How about one that was like, what'd you get this for me for?
Oh, I got that.
Yeah.
My grandparents and I was not their favorite grandchild.
No.
My mother was an only child, and this is her parents. Went on an around-the-world trip. And they come back and they give, I am one of six kids. They're giving everybody gifts. And for me, they got me what they called an abacus. Okay?
I thought it was an abacus.
An abacus.
Yep.
But they called it an abacus because they were from Jersey.
I got you an abacus, kid.
And when you looked at it, it really wasn't an abacus. It was a freaking paperweight.
Oh.
So, yeah.
If it was an abacus.
How old were you?
I was probably about 10 or 12.
Look, you can count.
Yeah, kind of.
Which,
I don't know how.
It wouldn't be a big deal, except they're giving all kinds of gifts to my...
The other kids,
my brother and my brother and sister got really nice jackets from Hong Kong.
No. It's the worst.
And so,
are there jackets from Hong Kong now?
Not then. Not back then. You're talking back in the day.
Yeah, you just brought back one for me, Winston. One year, my brothers got brand new, I think they were 12 speeds, right? Weren't there 10? There were 10 speeds, 10, and there were 12 speeds at one point.
The 12 was like the big thing.
Yeah,
it's not 10, it's 12.
Yeah, they both got 12 speeds.
Because 10 is not enough.
I got it. This is from my father. I think you might appreciate this one, Gail. My father was very frugal. He's a very frugal man, as we know. And one year he bought, after my mom and dad got divorced, he bought my brother's 12-speed bikes. And then I got a Tonka truck that said Honeywell on it, which is where he worked. So he'd gotten it. He got a living for free.
I'll trade you the abacus for it.
Yeah. The abacus. I know about abacuses because at the hotels years ago, they used to have those little like mystery boxes that you can buy. Like in the 70s and 80s, they would stock them in like the cigarette machines, and you put some quarters in. And I remember being a kid, and I got an abacus in one. I thought it was the coolest thing.
Yeah,
it was rainbow colored abacus. But it was neat.
That's never going to sound right.
It's like a candy counter.
From now on.
Yes.
That, right?
All I could think of when you said abacus, I could think of Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Jim Abacus.
Yeah.
Right? Jim Abacus. Yeah. Do we have everybody here?
Or no, Shay's Derek. Derek.
Shay is here now. Hello, Shay. Derek is here now. Chuck Berry in the background. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Let's get situated. Be back in a moment.
Boy, child, what have you been longing for? It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
All right, it's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Brenda Lee in the background. Shay Spillane is here. Hello, Shay.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you for coming in.
I'm very excited to sit in judgment. I love both raising your spirits and then crushing your dreams all in one sitting. It's really rewarding.
Christmas is usually an emotional roller coaster for me every year, each and every year. There's the highest highs and the lowest lows. And I think it's finally because I realized I'm bipolar. It is 6:24 here in Medford, Massachusetts. So Derek and myself have been doing this. This is Battle for Christmas 7. We each pick 10 songs. And then judges, we have Shay and Gail and Jim and Mike and Winston here with us now. And Danielle will be joining us later.
Who's the official scorekeeper?
Winston is the official scorekeeper, and the judges will decide which song they liked better. And they're going to give an explanation as to why they might have liked the song better. And then Winston will keep score, and then we will go all the way to round 10. If we do have any ties when Danielle comes in, if we have 3 and 3, we will do some tie rounds. Otherwise, we'll just do best of 10. Sound good to you, Derek?
That works for me, yeah.
Alrighty. And do you want to get into like little ideas of how you did your background selection? You talked about it a little bit, but you said it was a little harder than ever this year because we don't do any repeats. We should mention that.
Right. And anything that we've played in years past cannot be brought up again. And I don't think I'm going to break. I was going to challenge that rule with something that I know you would like and I would like, but I don't think anyone else would like.
Oh, Star Wars?
No. No. We will never play those Star Wars cuts ever again.
Almost had a Star Wars song. Yeah.
No. The Star Wars songs are bad, and we've been made well aware of that by the judges. Mm-hmm. So you can't repeat anything.
Right.
And the thing that I found this year is we've kind of gone through like all of the really good Christmas music.
Yeah.
You know,
I've
got and all the good Hanukkah music.
And some good Hanukkah music. Yeah.
I've got a couple of things that you know that came out late last year that I really liked. But it's been this year's Christmas music not good. Not good.
Yeah, we were just saying it's another version of White Christmas, another version of All I Want Is You.
Yeah, it's nice that all the Broadway bands have been employed to make new Christmas albums with whoever's singing on them. But in terms of like actually like good Christmas music, new stuff.
Yeah,
rough year.
Now you know this. The most covered song is Last Christmas, right? Is that right at Christmas time? There's hundreds of versions of it.
You know what's starting to gain on it is All I Want for Christmas is You.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard a lot of covers of it now. I heard an Andrews Sisters-esque version of that somewhere the other day, and I was like, well, this isn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I still don't like that song.
Last Christmas, yes. It's because it's mostly UK and you know it was.
I was gonna say the most covered Christmas song is like one of the most like
There are more than 1,000 covers of Last Christmas,
and they made the movie, and I guess and George Michael day, like was in talks to help out with that.
Yeah,
yeah. Pretty wild. I don't
Andrew
know.
Originally
I
originally just just put a book out, by the way.
Did he? He's still surviving?
Yeah. He's still doing
the
thing.
He's the other half of Wham, yeah. Andrew Ridgely.
He's still doing the thing.
Yeah. I felt bad for him, though. I like George Michael. I thought he was all right, but I'm like, what happened to the other guy from Wham?
Apparently, he like took all of his millions and went and had a nice life.
Yeah,
and
that was the thing to do. He's smart. That's why.
Yeah, and now he's
putting out George Michael, you know, hiding in toilets. Remember? Like later on in life?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's a dirty old man.
Well, you couldn't be you couldn't be openly gay back then.
Yeah, but this was after he's gay, wasn't it?
No, the hiding
after he was gay.
It was after he was gay.
The hiding of toilets thing happened before he fully came out and was like, "Listen, I like sex with men anonymously in public bathrooms."
Who doesn't?
You know,
everyone's got their thing.
All been there. There was an incident as well, much later in which he was also.
Yeah. I don't know. He lived, but I think Andrew Ridgely was just, he was the quiet one. He's probably, you know, in executive bathrooms.
He did it so much. It's what he,
the thing is he was in like a dirty old London bathroom or something.
Yeah.
What is up with it? Remember when Eddie Murphy was caught with that trans hooker like years ago, and now all of a sudden he's trying to have a comeback? But it's like, no, I remember that. It's like, what are you doing?
Well,
you,
he already had a comeback after that. He had the Nutty Professor movies. He became like a family movie guy.
Sure, yeah.
Shrek.
Yep, that's true.
Eddie Murphy has done everything.
Yeah.
He has, including trannies.
Yeah,
well.
Weirdo. What about Hugh Grant? He had that gorgeous, you know, Austin Powers, what's her name? Jeez, that's why.
Roller Girl.
Yeah.
No, Roller Girl was...
No, Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, that's Heather Graham.
She's gorgeous.
Elizabeth Hurley's in the first one.
And then all of a sudden he's with... What was her name? Laverne something, wasn't it? Or Latar? Or Latar Johnson?
Latar.
No, she was creepy. Remember? And Jay Leno got the biggest ratings ever and won the late night war after that moment with Hugh Grant.
You know what happened in all those cases? They didn't have the internet where you could just go online and figure out where the rub and tug places are. You know, like Bobby Kraft does.
Good idea.
Listen,
there's some
don't
money. That's
Bobby.
The money for the future.
Those are two adults.
It's the other thing.
Mutually exchanging love and money.
Yeah.
Look at dog pictures. I don't know what you're doing there.
He can just fly to Vegas on his private plane whenever he wants. I don't know why he wouldn't do that.
Well, because he was in Florida at the time.
Divine Brown is who I was thinking.
Divine Brown.
Yeah. Divine Brown. Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at her. She was awful. I mean, can you believe it? Elizabeth Hurley and that. Come on.
Well, you got
to
figure.
He wanted to try a different flavor.
That is Shay. You've seen her before.
I'm looking at her Wikipedia.
How much of a pain in the butt.
I was about to say Divine Brown as it came out.
How much of a pain in the butt did Elizabeth Hurley have to become?
She had to be. She had
to drive him to that.
Yeah.
She had to be. Either that or he was just loved
British
drinking.
British women, man.
Just loved drinking.
Oh, man. Just, you know, they're as bland as the food and then they just go sour.
And Elizabeth Hurley just posted like a picture and she was like 60 or something in a bathing suit. I'm like, she still looks the same. Like, what is wrong with Hugh Grant?
Well, she's also good at Photoshop.
I'm sure Hugh Grant's fine.
I'm sure he's doing fine. Yeah. I wonder if he still talks to Divine Brown.
That's the real question here.
They follow each other on Instagram.
She just celebrated her 50th birthday. Maybe he called up and wished her a happy birthday.
Nice.
Well, let's start this battle. What do you say? You won last year.
I did.
You can get to go first.
No. It's whoever didn't win the previous year goes first.
Is that right?
I think so.
Oh, all right.
And I think
let's look at the official rule book.
The official rule book is...
I'm going to leave it up to you since you won. You can decide if you want to go first or not.
What we decided last year was each person gets to do a little intro into their song.
Yes.
Did we decide that?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've usually done that. Sometimes we've played it cold, but it seems to work better with a little bit of intro.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, because at one point we were having the one person give an intro and then no intro to the playback song, and then the other person give an intro and no intro to the playback song, and it just kind of lost a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The official rule book, Shay, says that Chris and I are going to cheat in any possible way that we can.
Oh, I never cheat.
Mostly Chris.
I know that you wrote that in,
by the way,
to the inside of the box.
Yeah, no. I mean, Chris is notorious for cheating.
I do not cheat.
In this thing every year.
What does the winner get?
I have integrity.
Integrity.
Bragging rights.
It wasn't quite so much cheating as bribing.
Yes.
I didn't win.
Oh.
What are you talking
Thank
about?
Thank you for reminding me of that.
Oh, Derek brings in... See, Derek brings in bribes. One year I bring in pizza.
Is there a sandwich there?
And I won across the board there. Yeah.
See, it works.
Yeah. I forgot the ritual bribing of the judges must take place. Yeah. Because
no lunch meeting.
Oh, geez.
I brought little swag bags for everybody.
Everybody gets kind of a swag bag.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and there's good stuff in here.
Oh, hello.
And... In my traditional,
there are some lint.
All right.
Oh my God!
Is there like
no
chocolate
Santa
truffles
that makes the Thomas the Tank Engine?
Just to cover all of the bases, there's a great big swag bag for my opponent.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, sir. Should I look now?
You can look now if you want.
And we get a Lego creator pack.
If he's inclined, if he's moved by the gifts and inclined to throw this competition, I am on board with that.
All right. Well, I want to see.
He's just
I'll put a little Michael
Yoko
Bublé
on
in the
a
background.
Christmas song the entire time.
Thank you, Derek.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you, Derek.
Very cool, Derek.
Derek gets a vote.
That's active stuff. I got a good song coming up.
This is
round one.
This is why.
I want everybody to check out their presents first before.
Bribe the
all
judges.
All kinds of fun little Lego toys. Very cool. Thank you, Derek. So I'm going to go first, is what we've decided, yes?
Yes.
All right. Everybody ready to roll? I am going to give you for round one. I actually did not have this on my top 10 for today until today. I was going through my bookmarks, looking to see if there was anything that I had decided not to add. And I found a song that I actually found back in the summertime that I really liked for Christmas. So I picked that out. I just have to find it here and get through the 10 playlist. Here we go. So this is by Bing Crosby. He's got a great Christmas voice, and he did a lot of Christmas songs. But this may not be one that you've heard for a while. So I hope you enjoy this one. It's from 1963, round one.
Wonderful white world of winter, darling, we'll have a wonderful time. First we'll ride side by side through the hinter and rondelay to the sleigh bells' merry chime. Then we'll ski fancy free down Old Baldy and take those chances all silly people do. If there's ever a moment you are freezing, just a little squeezing could be mighty pleasing. In this wonderful wide world of winter, I'm falling head over heels over you. In this wonderful white world of winter, darling, we'll have a wonderful time. If we prayed it would snow all this winter, I ask, is that a terrible, horrible crime? I can't wait till we skate on Lake Happy and sup a hot buttered cup in the afterglow. If there's ever a moment you're not laughing, maybe a toboggan,
but
don't bump your little noggin. In this wonderful white world of winter, I'm thinking you are the sweetest one I know. Here we go through the snow, in the snow.
All right, nice. Right. You know, listening to that, I'm reminded, because he mentions Lake Happy in there, and I'm reminded that in the new Pokemon game, there's a location called the Lake of Outrage, and I'm just kind of wondering what the tourism brochure for that looks like. You know, Lake of Outrage, popular place to spend a vacation. There's a sort of call and answer format to these things that Chris and I have developed over the years. So I am going to see your Bing Crosby, and I am going to raise you one Frank Sinatra. And that will be on Ox 2.
The merriest. We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You'll cheer. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest. Yes, the happiest. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest. New Year. May your tree be filled with happiness. Happiness and friendliness for all. May your heart be filled with cheerfulness. Happiness and cheerfulness for all. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, happiest. Yes, the happiest. We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You'll cheer. And the happiest New Year. The happiest, yes, the happiest. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest New Year. Happiness and friendliness for all. With happiness and cheerfulness and friendliness for all. You the happiest, the happiest, the happiest.
Yes, the happiest.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You'll cheer. And the happiest.
I say the friendliest.
And the cheeriest.
The merriest.
New Year. All right,
there we go. That's round one. So that was Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby. So Frank Sinatra was We Wish You the Merriest, and Bing Crosby was The White World of Winter. Where should we start? Let's start with Shea Spillane, and we will go down Shay to Gail in that way, clockwise.
Okay, so I won't lie to you. I really thought that I was going to pick you, Chris, because the background of that song reminded me of being called down at The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But
yes.
Really back in the day, The Price is Right. But I think Derek knew his audience, because you play Frank Sinatra, I'm picking Frank Sinatra. It's just happening. So I'm going to go with Derek on this one.
All right. Gail?
Well, oh my gosh, that was just a happy round.
Two strong ones, I think. Yeah, two really strong ones.
Is it
ones.
The happiest, the happiest?
I have to say that Bing Crosby, that was literally the most musically happy song I've ever heard. They said the word rondelay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
Song. Not wow. A lot of rondelays.
How often do you get that? Honestly, what's not to like? I defy anyone to dislike that song. Now, Derek, your song was equally happy. Love Frank. I find the song to be just a little bit lyrically challenged. You know, the happiest, the happiest, the happiest. And in case you forgot, the happiest. So,
that's a good point.
For my money, winner, Chris Earle.
All right, thank you, thank you.
I'm up.
Jim, go ahead.
I think the repetitive nature of the happiest, I started to doze a little, honestly. The Bing was kind of funny with the... I don't even know what he was rambling on about. There, yeah. A couple of those lyrics did catch my ear a little bit, so I'm going to go with Bing.
All right. It's Bing.
Chris and Bing.
Mr. Mike Pincus.
I was defied to dislike I don't know if it's a personality disorder, but I found them both very annoying.
Yeah? No Bing, no Frank?
Chris's song says, I wrote down some keywords: squeezing and pleasing, white world. Is that a horrible crime?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I think it is. But the Sinatra song was really annoying. Really, really annoying. So I'm going to go with Chris. I'm sorry.
The lesser of two evils.
You missed a line about sliding down old Baldy.
I had bumped your little noggin, mm-hmm. too. But
I like to pick some that have some interesting
really
things
silly,
in there.
Some really silly lines in that.
You can go with the Jersey Dude.
No, that song's really just...
Well, you showed me. I just defied anyone to just like...
It's. I have an issue with myself. It's all right.
All right, and Winston.
Chris.
There we go.
All right, I got it. Bing was a horrible father.
He was.
No. We're not apologizing for that.
Yes.
And Frank was a mobster.
Yep. Only occasionally. Yep.
So it's just they're losing it on that, but not that it matters. But I'm going to go with Frank.
All right,
but Chris takes the round 3-2.
All right,
here we go. White World of Winter. I think two very, very positive, very happy, very strong songs coming out. We usually have a good round one.
I was joking with Molly that you know, we were at the point where it was down to like Bing Crosby deep cuts. At this point, and we've opened up with Bing Crosby.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully we're uphill from here.
It was funny though, because I ended up putting that on last second, because that was just something that I had found in the summer. I'm like, geez, I haven't heard this song in a while. Maybe I'll use it for Christmas. Yeah. And I pulled out one of my songs to throw that in the beginning. I just thought it was a fun one to start with.
Yeah, no, it's Christmas.
You know, it's Christmas. It gets wintery and gets Christmassy.
It's not Christmas without some Bing.
That's right.
And some Frank.
Yeah.
Always good. Okay, so I'm starting round two. Chris, I'm going to point you over to the Gmail.
Yep.
And tell you to pull up the second of the Anna Gasteyer link down there at the bottom. One of the few good Christmas songs that I found from this year, Anna Gasteyer, like everybody else, has put out the album with the big band backing her. But this one is actually funny. And it says a lot about the kind of holiday that we all wind up having, whether we intend to have it or not.
All right. And you got it on yours? You want me to get it on mine here?
No, just hit play on the thing and we're good to go.
On the on mine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. And a gas tire. Gas tire.
Yes.
Bells are ringing and a jingling. Folks are mixing and a mingling. Twinkling lights and tinsel on the tree. How I love to keep the Yuletide gay. Call me corny or cliche. But there's a reason that the season brings so much joy to me. I love snowmen and turtle doves in twos. Holly, ivy, mistletoe can take away my blues. Kris Kringle and his reindeer friends, they endlessly amuse. But the best part of the holidays is sugar and booze. I love mittens and skating on the ice, but I glide right through December, mixing naughty with that nice. So pour a nip into that nog and let it light your fuse, because the best part of the holidays is sugar and booze. Wake up, baby, don't you hit the snooze. Just forget the headlines and the news. But keep it spiked with rum. What good's a little drummer boy with no pa-rum-pa-pom-pom? Come New Year's Day, we'll all resolve those extra pounds to lose. But now's the time we let it rip with sugar and booze.
Thank you.
needs a little drama boy with no pump, rum, pum, pum, pum. Come New Year's Day, we'll all resolve those extra pounds to lose. You can keep that tray of crudité, honey, I refuse. Martinis at lunch, pastries and punch, it's our annual excuse. We'll have Hendrix for the Gentiles, Manischewitz for the Jews. Cause the best part of a holiday is sugar and booze. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I just got a vote from the person who came in to log volunteer hours.
Well, that one doesn't count.
Just pointing that out.
All right. You will strike that from the record. The five judges. We have to have the second song. And this one that I had lined up, I'm actually going to put it on hold, and I'm going to line something up with what I think goes with that first song as a good competitor. I'm going to go with something that's still a little older. I have a few things that are a little older here. This one is from, let's see, 1963, I believe, and it is by Ella Fitzgerald. So it's Ella Fitzgerald here. Here you go. This is round two. This is my choice.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. Boo, boo. Poor me.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year.
Poor Santa Claus.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here.
Please do,
'cause Daddy made a brand new chimney just for you this year.
Oh, Ella is a little girl who's trying to be good.
Yet I find that things don't always turn out as they should.
Why, just last Christmas Eve she waited up for Santa to drop by.
But I nearly missed him, and here's the reason why. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year.
Poor Santa Claus.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here, 'cause Daddy made a brand new chimney just for you this year.
Santa Claus, come on down the chimney, please come back this year.
The wonderful Ella Fitzgerald from 1953. And before that, we had Anna Gasteyer with Sugar and Booze. And let's start with Gail Clifford. Go ahead. Round two.
Okay. I typically love anything by Ella Fitzgerald.
And I'm wondering if that was a not so subtle at all euphemism in that song.
Maybe.
I'm puzzling.
Maybe.
Hmm. Seems to be a lot of innuendo in these Christmas songs that Chris chose.
Just a bit.
We're sliding down Ball Hill. Now
not quite a little and not quite a lot.
I think of things that make you think. Some songs that make you think.
Songs that make you think. And actually also both of them were songs that made me think that they were over and then they kept going. Mm. That's never a good sign. That being said, I gotta say I agree with Anna that Booze and Sugar are the best parts of the holiday by far, and I really liked her delivery of that song. It went on a little too long, but I like the delivery. Point Derek.
Very good. All right, Jim.
Okay, so again, the repetitive part there. I don't know if that was just... It was really starting to bug me.
Which one? On both? One.
On the Ella, more so on the Ella.
Okay, all right.
But saying it was stuck.
So. You're stuck in the chimney. Yeah.
Well, sure.
The song was stuck.
I gathered. The other one was funny. I like the
Go on.
Get Started one.
All right. Very good.
What did he vote for?
Mike.
He voted Anna. For Sugar and Booze.
Anna.
Yeah, exactly.
Sugar and Booze. Mostly,
really. Yeah.
All right, I should start off by saying you Christians are a very confusing people. I don't know what's going on. Wait, I didn't listen to any of this stuff. This is crazy. But that Ella Fitzgerald thing, that's filthy.
Yes.
Filthy. Can you play that on the radio? Is that okay? Is that appropriate? But the other one, I heard Sugar and Boobs. and I giggled the whole time. So I'm going to vote for Sugar and Boobs and Derek.
So Chimney's the filthier one. You can say boobs now.
Yeah.
And Chimney. Chimney's the filthiest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, filthy and sooty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she keeps wanting Santa to come back.
Yes.
She said, you can come back here.
Yeah.
Where's See, I gave you guys
that. That's, that now we're getting...
You never know. It's 53, so it's very innocent. I picked it for the,
it's
for the melody.
It's not so innocent. It just...
I picked it for the melody.
I am... You know... First off, anytime you're going to bounce anything up against Sugar and Boobs, you're more than likely going to lose with me.
Oh, it was Booze, wasn't it?
It was.
but Boobs come with Sugar and
Mike
Booze.
I heard Boobs.
Boobs is funnier.
Yeah. No, that's all I'm going to hear.
That's all I heard.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm going with Sugar and Boobs.
All righty. We've got four.
We're going
to Derek. All right, Jay, close us out. You got to, we can, he could sweep this with Anna Gasteyer.
Sugar and Boobs. That's, now I just can't stop giggling. Well, I'm sorry, Dee, but this, or I'm sorry, Chris, but this being my first non-drinking Christmas, I'm going to have to say, I gotta, you know, pay a little homage to the Christmases past and say, Sugar and Booze.
Sugar and Booze sweeps it. All right.
Wow. Hey, we're going to do the PSA thing to keep everybody
honest. Yes.
Happy.
Yes.
And
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Yep.
It's Here at WOW and Time Travel.
Here's a PSA. Remember, this holiday season, when you exchange gifts with someone, you're also exchanging gifts with everyone they've ever exchanged gifts with. Please wrap carefully.
Very nice. That's a public service announcement from Derek Gary and WMFO.
I don't think that qualifies, so I think we have to go.
Here we go. Here's a Texas choir drunk driving holiday.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers, fees, and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey,
how about the hot wassail?
We're going to get some hot wassail around
here. I want some hot wassail. Jeez.
Why isn't that a Christmas song?
I'll give you some hot wassail.
Here we go.
All right, here's the challenge. Here's the challenge for 2020, Derek. We each need to write a song called Hot Wassail.
Hot wassail?
And we have to perform it live in the studio for next year. That could be one round.
What if we recorded it so that we each go
together?
No, like we each go out and like do
it's
our
a
own
battle,
thing.
So we got to do our own thing.
Yeah,
you don't want to do it live in the studio?
No, because the thing about doing it live in the studio.
All right,
we've
I
tried
see where you're
this.
Going.
We've tried this before.
I see where this negotiating is going.
And the challenge is, unless we got Studio D set up, which means I got to get Joel in here, and he's going to complain. He's like, oh, I got to come in early. We got all the guest hosts in here, and then us, and there's no place to set up.
Like, I can do it. Joel. I can do it. You know, I do it a cappella, which means with my hat on.
Joel.
A cappella.
No, but it would be more fun, I think, if we actually went out.
So we're going to produce a Christmas hit.
Yeah.
All right. Hot Wassail.
So this is the 2020 challenge. We're each going to produce a Christmas hit.
All right.
Number one Christmas song of 2020.
The Hot Wassail.
Hot Wassail.
Well, let's see. So we are on round three. Derek took that sweep.
Round three?
Round three. Let's see. I don't even know what to start with because I have to go first here. Let's see. I gave you Bing Crosby. All right. I got you in the 60s and the 50s. I'm going to bring you something a little closer. All right. I'll bring you something here. Here we go. I don't have too... I don't know if I have any real bomb droppers this year, Derek, but...
That was my challenge. I mean, that's you know, I look back on past years as like Lacuna Coil, you know, Naughty Christmas, or Small Town Titans, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Mm-hmm. Stuff that I'm sitting on and I'm like, this is it.
I know what I'm going to give you. These guys were saying, all right, a little repetitive. Maybe the songs were a little long. I'm going to give you a song that is under a minute and a half. It may be a little repetitive, but I think it's good repetition. I think it really goes with the song. This, we're going to go into the future. It is from the 24th century, believe it or not. It is Captain Jean-Luc Picard is my choice. Here we go. With his version of Let It Snow.
I think I know this.
No one will.
Yes, I do know.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
make it so.
Make it so. Make it so. Man,
it doesn't show signs
of stopping. And I brought me some tea, a gray hot. The
lights turned
way down low.
Make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
When we finally kiss.
Good night.
How I hate going out in
the storm. But if you...
Really?
Shut up, Wesley.
All the way home, I'll be...
Warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying. And my dear...
We're still goodbye, then. But...
As long as you love me,
so...
Make it so.
Make it so.